But there's no mention of the words Deathly Hallows in the story, said Hermione.
Well, of course not,
said Xenophilius, maddeningly smug.
That is a children's tale, told to amuse rather than to instruct. Those of us who understand these matters, however, recognize that the ancient story refers to three objects, or hallows, which, if united, will make the possessor master of death.
There was a short silence, in which Xenophilius glanced out of the window. Already the sun was low in the sky.
Luna ought to have enough plimpies soon,
he said quietly. When you say master of death, said Ron.
Master,
said Xenophilius, waving an airy hand.
Conqueror, vanquisher, whichever term you prefer.
But then, do you mean, said Hermione slowly, and Harry could tell that she was trying to keep any trace of scepticism out of her voice, that you believe these objects, these hallows, actually exist? Xenophilius raised his eyebrows again.
Well, of course.
But, said Hermione, and Harry could hear her restraint starting to crack. Mr. Lovegood, how can you possibly believe?
Luna has told me all about you, young lady,
said Xenophilius.
You are, I gather, not unintelligent, but painfully limited, narrow, close-minded.
Perhaps you ought to try on the hat, Hermione, said Ron, nodding toward the ludicrous headdress. His voice shook with a strain of not laughing. Mr. Lovegood, Hermione began again, we all know that there are such things as invisibility cloaks. They are rare, but they exist. But...
Ah, but the third hallow is a true cloak of invisibility, Miss Granger. I mean to say, it is not a travelling cloak imbued with a disillusionment charm, or carrying a bedazzling hex, or else woven from demiguy's hair, which will hide one initially, but fade with the years until it turns opaque. We are talking about a cloak that really and truly renders the wearer completely invisible and endures eternally, giving constant and impenetrable concealment, no matter what spells are cast at it. How many cloaks have you ever seen like that, Miss Granger?
Hermione opened her mouth to answer, then closed it again, looking more confused than ever. She, Harry, and Ron glanced at one another, and Harry knew that they were all thinking the same thing. It so happened that a cloak exactly like the one Xenophilius had just described was in the room with them at that very moment.
Exactly,
said Xenophilius, as if he had defeated them all in reasoned argument.
None of you have ever seen such a thing. The possessor would be immeasurably rich, would he not?
He glanced out of the window again. The sky was now tinged with the faintest trace of pink. All right, said Hermione, disconcerted. Say the cloak existed. What about the stone, Mr. Lovegood? The thing you call the Resurrection Stone?
What of it?
Well, how can that be real?
Prove that it is not,
said Xenophilius.